Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, this prophetic word that we talked about on a previous program, we're going to go back and revisit it. It's a little clip of Kim Clement giving the word in 2007 that he was talking about Donald Trump would be used to be able to set up walls, to be able to shift the economy. Well, because right after that, we're going to show you what just happened at Trump Towers. Take a look at this.
Trump shall become a trumpet, says the Lord. Trump shall become a trumpet. I will raise up the Trump to become a trumpet. God says, the one that is chosen shall go in, and they shall say, he has hot blood. For the Spirit of God says, yes, he may have hot blood, but he will bring the walls of protection on this country in a greater way, and the economy of this country shall change rapidly, says the Lord of hosts.
And the economy of this country will shift rapidly. Well, let's just see what just took place at Trump Towers for President-elect Donald Trump. He said he'll work on the economy, but in 2007... God said he was going to use this man, Trump, and this is what he's going to do. But look what just happened. This is one of the sons of the owners of a bank in Japan, what they're saying. Take a look.
President-elect Donald Trump delivering again on his promise to bring jobs to America.
Cheryl Cassone from our sister network, Fox Business, here now with the big business deal that he just struck with Japan. Cheryl?
Well, good morning, guys. Donald Trump took a meeting yesterday with Masayoshi Son. He is the CEO of Japanese conglomerate SoftBank to solidify a deal that would bring a $50 billion investment into the United States with the potential to add up to 50,000 jobs here. Now, this deal, a win for the president-elect, who immediately took to, well, or else Twitter, to say, Masa of Japan has agreed to invest $50 billion in the U.S. toward businesses and 50,000 new jobs. Trump also introduced the Japanese billionaire.
So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Masa of SoftBank from Japan, and he's just agreed to invest $50 billion in the United States and 50,000 jobs. One of the truly great men. Thank you.
He also tweeted, he said this, quote, Masa said he would never do this had we not won the election. Now, the CEO is pointing to the fact that the president-elect wants to scale back regulation, something many business owners say has made the U.S. uncompetitive in the past. SoftBank owns 82% of wireless carrier Sprint, as well as a major stake in Chinese e-commerce site Alibaba, among many other businesses. Sprint had attempted to merge with T-Mobile, but was shot down by regulators. Shares of Sprint hit their best levels in 2.5 years back on Tuesday. Those are your headlines. Back to you guys.
I think it's so awesome to see. I mean, when you haven't even entered into the job yet and you've already saved 1,100 jobs with Carrier, you already, talking to bank investors, bank owners that own Sprint. This is a sign of $50 billion worth of investments. And I think the interesting thing is about this. That it is the anniversary, the 75th year anniversary of Pearl Harbor when Japan attacked us. And now, think of the timing of that. It's almost like God's going, okay, hey, we're got $50 billion. Japan is going to give you $50 billion on 50,000 on the anniversary, 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, which was just a horrific thing that took place. And, of course, we are not our fathers and what took place. But I thought it was that's exciting. So look at this. This is huge.
Yeah.
It seems like the past 8 years, jobs have been leaving, money's been leaving. There was nobody had a vision of hope. And already we're starting to see these things take place. A tour that's gone out by our president-elect's gone out thanking everyone for their vote, saying it's going to be difficult. We're going to work together in this. He's going to meet this week with the parents of and the people, victims of Ohio State, the follower of Islam that took his car and ran over a fellow students with his car, got out and stabbed him. He's actually going to go there and talk to the victims. I mean, this is a whole new deal. It's amazing what's taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.